You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
What these young bloods have to understand, that this game has always been and will always be about buckets.
Just attack the basket. Bring it on, baby!
Oh, stop it! Do not do it like that!
Oh my goodness!
Will you stop yelling at me?
No!
Oh, with no regard for human life!
Jacob Bates steps back.
Welcome to Buckets, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you guys being with us. My name is Matt Moore. I'm the senior NBA writer for the Action Network, joined by Jim Turvey. He's at Turvey Bets on Twitter and in the Action Network app, the best way for you to track your picks, get up to the second information on where the bets and money are coming in on, all sorts of bracket content, daily videos. Our Big Bets on Campus folks are breaking down stuff daily on there. Check out Big Bets on Campus as well for all of your NCAA tournament betting needs. It's going great today, Jim. It started off so awesome. Was on that Furman train, was rolling, and then things kind of fell apart for me. It was sad. Like, it just, I was going really well, and then I couldn't get a couple more of, I needed Colgate over Texas, and that one did not come home for me. But I digress. This is your NBA best betting episode for Friday. And I appreciate Jim joining me on these Friday episodes to do so. We are going to, as we always do on the best bets episodes, we'll go around, we'll say what our bets are going to be on Friday, and then we'll go back and we'll do the cap. Jim, I'll let you have first crack at it. What are your best bets for Friday? And then we'll come back around and do the cap.
I've got Hawks -1.5. And then I've got a couple of bets in the quarters derivatives market. I got Hornets third quarter, and I've got Grizzlies and Spurs fourth quarter under.
Cool. I have three plays. I have the Philadelphia 76ers -10. I have San Antonio Spurs +8.5 is the bet that I have on that one. And I also have the Houston Rockets. Jim, I'm taking the Spurs and the Rockets in one night. What could possibly
go wrong? You're a bold man. You're a bold man.
Let's start with you. You like the Hornets third quarter and you like the Hawks -1.5 tomorrow. What do you like as far as the Hawks go as the Atlanta Hawks take on the Golden State Warriors in Atlanta?
Yeah, to me, it's not a full hammer spot because I'm gonna be honest, I thought the Hawks were going to look a little better under Snyder. I thought he was going to come in and you know, even like mediocre coaches usually get like kind of that new coach smell and they get a couple of wins. This Hawks team is proving itself different. But to me, this is almost a play on the other side. It's Warriors Road. At some point, it seems like it's going to have to start to level out, but it truly hasn't. And this game started as a pick'em, and the Hawks are already taking a fair amount of money. I think that the Road Warriors is a real thing. I don't know, what it may be, but it hasn't. You know, there's no reason the Warriors wouldn't have flipped the switch if they could have at this point. And the Hawks, you know, they're it's not as if they lack motivation themselves. They're right in the middle of this play-in battle. They in theory have this new coach to hopefully unlock a few things, and they don't have a fortress they play in, but any road bait game has been enough to slow down the Warriors this season.
So the Warriors on the road this season as a dog, let's just do as a dog, and a lot of these are going to be rest spots where they're resting Draymond, who, by the way, is suspended for this game. They'll rest Steph, Clay, and Dre on these spots. There's still no Andrew Wiggins for the Warriors. Let's just look at the overall number, though. As a road dog this season, the Warriors are 2-16 straight up 5-13 against the spread at 27.8%. It's amazing. Like, you're right. This should turn around at some point. This is one of the things that I started adapting to this season, and it's become like a very big part of my betting approach, is don't ever try and bet the regression. Don't ever try and do, I think they're like, basically they're due. Like, there's due for some regression. This is the game that it turns around. Wait for it to turn around on its own and then go forward. Like, that's what you should do. I just looked this up. With Steph Curry in the lineup on the road this season, the Warriors are still 2-9, 4-6-1. Now, that's better at 40%. That's way better than their 30% mark. This is with Steph Curry out. The Warriors were still 4-6. They're actually better without Steph than they are when Steph Curry plays on the road. When Steph Curry plays on the road this season, the Warriors are 5-18 at 22%. 22% with Steph.
It makes no sense.
I'm not going to bet this because of that whole thing that we talked about, where it's like, this should turn around at some point. It's a reason for me not to bet the Warriors, is how bad they've been on the road. But Atlanta, I don't feel like I can trust either. I just don't feel like I can trust them in this spot. And it would be very Atlanta to be like, everyone beats the Warriors at home, and then Atlanta does not beat the Warriors at home. So I'm going to stay away, but I can't blame you. I mean, look, they're just fading the Warriors has been one of the most profitable strategies in the league this season on the road. So it's hard for me to battle against you there.
Well, and I also really like the idea of Jordan Poole having to cover either Trae Young or Deontay Murray. Of course, Trae Young and has to guard someone on their backcourt. So, but yeah, until they show me, I'm going to keep riding it.
So here's an interesting one. You got Hornets third quarter. They're facing the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm on the other side for the game, but why do you like the Hornets third quarterback here?
Yeah. So if you follow me in the app, you know, I've been doing a fair amount of these quarter and halftime bets. They've been pretty successful this year. And what I tried to do with this, there's a great site out there, EV Analytics, and it will let you kind of see the ROI that teams have been getting for the season in these quarters. And I really just try to pick the very, very top and the very, very bottom. And usually within a day, you'll find a couple that line up. And the Hornets, actually this season, they are the second best third quarter spreads. Apologies, they're actually the best team against the spread, which kind of is amazing because they aren't a good team, but they've covered 42 out of their 71 games that they have played in the third quarter. And the flip side of that, Sixers are the fourth worst team in terms of covering the spread. So, you know, whatever trend that may be, some of these can be a little noisy at times. But I think that when you're picking out the extremes at either end and trying to make sure you're matching a top two or three or four with a bottom two, three, four, the overlap has a positive ROI for the season overall. And then kind of along with that, I have the Grizzlies and the Spurs fourth quarter under. This is the same deal. Fourth quarters in general have been really, really, really beneficial to bet the under. I wrote about this in an article I did in another Grizzlies preview a couple weeks ago. At that point, fourth quarter unders had gone 1,092 and 788. So that's a 58% hit. It's been a little bit less in the last couple of weeks, but the books haven't been able to adjust these fourth quarter lines, and it's still gone under more than it's gone over in the last 2 weeks as well. And these are two of the top teams in terms of going under in the fourth quarter. So this is just a play off of a trend that I have found to be slightly sticky this season. And so, you know, there's not necessarily a narrative case here. It's just kind of a trend play for me.
All right. I'm hard to argue those, like those quite a bit. Those trends plays have worked out really well. I can track gyms in the app.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Mine real quickly. I've got the Philadelphia 76ers minus 10. There was 9.5 in the market. I just missed it. So if there's 9.5 tomorrow, all the better. They're facing the Charlotte Hornets. The Sixers are dominant versus bad teams. They've just historically, this is who they like to beat up on. They're a really good team versus the bad teams. They've been a good team versus the good teams this year as well, because Joel Embiid's an MVP candidate. You can listen to more about that in Futures Friday. So I think Embiid probably smashes here. They've got no center. They traded Mason Plumlee. It's poor, you know, it's poor Mark Williams and Nick Richards and those guys. So he should absolutely dominate again. I make this 10.5. That's enough of a clearance for me with how the Sixers are playing. They've won 6 in a row. Hornets have been better as of late. They've played a little bit better comparatively speaking over the last couple of weeks. There is, as much as we talk about tanking, there is also significantly in the late stages of the season, there's a part where teams kind of play a little bit better because they've got lost so much, and it's almost not really a dead cap bounce, but it's like they've made roster changes. They found a few things that work and they start to compete a little bit. That said, the Hornets still have lost 3 in a row and 6 of their last 10. So they're heading in the other direction here. This is not enough for a Sixers team that I think should be probably more than a double digit favorite, just a straight up 10. This should probably be 11.5. That would be the mark that I would probably look to not bet it. If you wake up in the morning and you're listening to this and it's 11, just know that I probably don't want it. I only want it at 10 or under for the Sixers. I'm also going to take the San Antonio Spurs plus 8.5 versus the Memphis Grizzlies. Did you know that the San Antonio Spurs have won 2 in a row in 3 of their last 5? Because I didn't know that. That's a thing that I wasn't aware of. San Antonio in their last 10 are actually 4-6. Like, for Spurs standards, that's crazy. They have 18 wins on the season, and 4 of them have come in their last 10. They're playing better. They've knocked off, they beat the Nuggets. They hung with the Mavericks. They've actually played really well as of late. They're getting some things going, and this Grizzlies team is coming back from a trip to South Florida for the Miami game. They've got a day off, and then they're playing in San Antonio. That's a long trip. Like, that's a long flight that can drag on you. You know, Jaren Jackson Jr., this is he's got a lot of advantages in this matchup, but Memphis's offense isn't necessarily, like, it's not better. They're not winning the same way the way they were without Ja last year. So Ja's not going to be back for at least a little bit while longer. So I will go ahead and I'll grab the points 8.5. This is just a little bit too much. To put this in perspective, so for the season, if we just put this on like the season numbers here, I only make this Grizzlies minus 7 with Ja. So if I factor Ja out as like a 2-point bump, or even just like if you want to really narrow him down and say it's only like a point, I'm still there way within the margin here. Like, that still gets me to, like, you know, if I take that off of the top, that's 6 versus the 8 or 8.5 here. So I'll go ahead and grab the 8 with the San Antonio Spurs. And then the other team, I'm taking the other worst team in the Western Conference, the Houston Rockets, taking on the Pelicans. Pelicans look like maybe they figure something out, but then they went the other way versus the Lakers. They're desperate, but this Rockets team is actually playing really well right now. They've found something with Jamari Smith at the 5. You know, Jonas Valanciunas, I think, is really good. But I think that the Rockets offense will be able to generate enough points. And the Pelicans offense has been so bad that gives me value on the plus 6. So you have any thoughts on those ones that I listed between the Sixers, the Spurs, and the Rockets? You want to join me on betting the Spurs and the Rockets here?
I may join you on the Spurs. I think that's my favorite of the bunch. They are playing a lot better. The Grizzlies are just not the same team on the road that they are at home. That's secretly a fair amount of these teams this year have some weird home road splits that, you know, we've talked about this in the past. Is, you know, it, the key to this all is figuring out what's the signal and the noise, right? It's like, what are the Grizzlies truly a bad road team? And I think that with the Grizzlies, they are, that they've been so good at home, and the books don't overcompensate enough for some of these teams that really have the big home road splits. 8.5 is a really big number against the Spurs team that's playing better and is at home. against a Grizzlies team without Ja. So I of the three, I don't hate any of them, and I think I quite like the Spurs one.
All right, you can check them all on the Action Network app. Our thanks to David Payne, our producer. Thanks to FanDuel Sportsbook for sponsoring us. Make sure to follow Jim on Twitter at TurveyBets. We'll be back with you on Monday. Albert Wynn and I will get you set for your Monday with a weekend recap, as well as a look at the awards market that we do every single Monday. Hope your bracket is thriving. Hope your bets are cashing. We'll see you guys again next time. Till then, let's get buckets.
Action Network reminds you, please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you care about has a gambling problem, help is available 24/7 at 1-800-GAMBLER.